Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the Siyata Dishmaya, our series of Shi'urim in the letters of Harav Soloveitchik, Zichrono Levracha, Igoros HaGrid, an incredible work, which we are so fortunate to have. I think someone writes letters. So they're only the only person who gets to read them are the one who it's addressed to. And here you have a whole sefer of letters, incredible letters of Chiddushei Torah, and we all get to read them, which is just a great zchus. So I don't want that to be understated. I want it to be properly appreciated, if I may. This is a letter that Rabbi Soloveitchik wrote in 1927, Tovresh Pei Zayin, but it begins now with the Rabbi Soloveitchik, who authored most of the letters in the Sefer, Rabbi Yosef Dov HaLevi, Zichrono Levracha, but rather by his brother, Rav Aaron. Now, what is most remarkable about this is that at the time of the writing of this letter, Rav Aaron was all of 10 years old. 10 years old. And then there's a response by Rav Moshe, the father. There's a response by his brother, Rav Yosef Dov. Just incredible seeing these minds, these prodigies, discuss Torah. So we begin with Rav Aaron's letter, who is was called affectionately by the family Arila. So he says, Isa Barambam, Perakid Mechus Melacham Melachavav Va'akum, Sheikh Yisrael Afilu Chobabal Kol Shu'afel Pishu Chayv Misein Onerag. A goy who hits a Jew, even if he makes a little bit of a wound, even though he's Chayv Misa, we don't actually kill him. And not that he's Chayv Misa, we learn in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Ches from a Pasuk, the Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri for hitting the Jew. And so paskin the Rambam from this pasuk, Akum Shikas Yisrael Chayiv Misa, Shenamar Avifin Kol V'chol, Vayachas HaMitzri. And Shitas HaRambam is that he's only Chayiv Misa, but he's not Nerak. We don't actually go ahead and kill him. And we have to understand, we learn from Moshe. Moshe killed him. So if the source is Moshe, then you do kill him. So that's the great kasha of Rav Aaron. And he answers as follows, that Rashi says he killed him the B'Shem HaMafurish. Halargeni ata oimer kasher agdis ha-mitzri. So he did it with Amira. The Ramban says it's Mavur in the Medrash. So Mamelo is just Gram Ritzicha. And Reitzeach, it's only when your mamash harig biyadayim. Aba mashahargo b'shem ha-mefurash, it's not shayach to ritzicha, it's only groma. It's only causative, but it's not actually killing him. And even though on groma sh'ritzicha you're chayav misfei shemayim, like the Rambam writes in Perek Gimel Mehilchos Ritzech v'shmiras ha-nefesh, halachas yirin yir-alef, the Mishnah HaMelech brings in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, in the name of the Ritva, that by grama ide dibura leka misibdei shemayim. Again, so by grama shall ritzicha, your chayiv misibdei shemayim, like the Rambam paskins. However, the Mishnah HaMelech says in the name of the Ritva that if the grama is ide dibur, there's no misibdei shemayim. And he says that that's the Mishnah HaMelech says that's also the Svar of the Rambam. So this wasn't a. So it wasn't Bidyadim, this is Bidei Shemaim, it wasn't even considered Grama. The Grama Idei Dibura, Leka Misi Bidei Shemaim. Meaning, on Grama Shal Ritzicha, there's Misi Bidei Shemaim. But here, it was Grama Idei Dibura, in other words, what Moshe did to the Mitzri was Aide Dibur, that there's no Misibide Shemaim. So that means that if you do Grama Aide Dibur, He's not even going to be Misa B'dei Shemayim, so it turns out that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't kill him. Hashem did it. Because, again, if you kill Ayideh with Grama Shel Ritzicha, you're Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. You cause him to die, you tie him up in front of an animal, or you cause him to die of hunger. But Grama Ayideh Dibur, there's no Misa B'dei Shemayim, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. He did Grama Ayideh Dibur. And Memela, it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu who did it. So Adrav, that's the mark of the Rambam. That this Chiyuv Misa is not Bidei Adam. It's only Bidei Shemayim. Because Moshe Rabbeinu had Hashem do it. Because he did it Alidei Dibur, which is considered Bidei Shemayim. If it was Bidei Adam, then he would get a Pesayif. And if he's afraid of power, then don't kill him at all. So from this, the Rambam proves that it says in the Gemara that he's Chayiv Misa is Bidei Shemayim and not Bidei Adam. And that's why Moshe killed him Ayidei Dibur. That's Dibur Bidei Shemayim. Because the Dibur that Moshe said, it was killing Bidei Shemayim. Like we see on the Mishnah Lamelech, Al-Pi Aritva. That Begrama, if you kill somebody, Begrama Ayidei Dibur, there's not Misa Bidei Shemayim. It's even less than a regular case of Grama. So here also, Moshe Rabbeinu did. Is it considered that Moshe Rabbeinu did it? It's considered that Hashem did it, and that's how the Rambam gets that you're not mechayev a person misa b'dei adam if he hits a Jew. So that's the brilliant chap of the 10-year-old Rav Aaron Halevi Soloveitchik. So as an addendum to this letter, this is a letter sent by Rav Moshe, father, to Rav Yasha Ber, who was in Berlin at the time. So he adds, Yikiri kvish taroa arla katan hilech umitpatech avanosa misrachevis. He says, my dear, speaking to his son of Yasha Ber, as you can see, little arla is developing, his avan is expanding. Not the real pshat in the Rambam is he killed him Hashem before. It's not like Arla writes that it's Grama Shel Ritzicha and Dibur is not even Grama, but that Shema Mufurish isn't even Ritzicha. In the male, it's not Grama Shel Ritzicha. Grama has to be Ritzicha and Amaisa Hariga, but Hariga B'Shema Mufurish isn't even called Ritzicha. You're not allowed to do it for other reasons. It's not b'chal b'geder ritzicha. So little Arla was learning that it's grama. But it's such a minor grama that there's not misa b'dei shemayim if you do it to somebody else. But it's called gram ritzicha. And the response of Rav Moshe is that B'Shem HaMefurish isn't even Grama. It's not even in the category of Gram Ritzicha. So you're not allowed to do it, but it's not in the category of Gram Ritzicha. So hopefully there's a lot of material we'll discuss in a different shir. The whole inyan of causing somebody verbal harm, meaning using mystically, causing somebody harm. Akopanim, Rav Aaron holds that it's a very low level gram ritzicha, and therefore it's not considered. Person's not chayav bidei shemayim if he kills somebody that way. And Rav Moshe holds, the father says, no, it's not even together ritzicha. It's nothing. It's mufkas me ritzicha. And that the Rambam says that he's chayav misa v'aleinu nerag. It's not Misa B'dei Shemayim like every Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Because normally the Rambam writes Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. The Rambam just says Chayiv Misa. Aval Eino Nerag, and there's another din. Could be it's only a din Misuyim B'Bnei Noach. And such a Chiyuv Misa, Aval Eino Nerag. The reason we're not Mekayim, the din of Hariga, is only because of the Isser of Ritzicha. Therefore, you have to do everything you can to get make sure the guy dies without being overrun with Sicha. But you have to kill him. In other words, there's something called Chiv Misa B'Dei Shemayim. There you leave it up to God. Here, it's in the hands of man. And man has to do everything he can to make sure he dies without being overrun with Sicha. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu killed him with the Shem HaMeforash, because that's not Ritzicha, that's not Moshe Rabbeinu doing it. So that's the Mahalach of, and this is signed, he concludes, he says, V'achake l'daitcha al zeh, I'd like to hear your opinion, my dear son, Rabbi Yashabir. And he signs, Aficha Mokircha, and he signs his name. And now we have the response of Rabbi Yashabir. This is on Wednesday, it doesn't say what parasha, usually it says a parasha. Berlin, Tafresh Pei Zion, 27. Reb Aaron, he calls him Reb. Shalom. Tmol Ben Arbaim Kibalti Mechtovcha Asagro Pashlo Amanti Lamari Einai. Zahara La Kot Nase Legodel. Hadhena Shalachli Rakushos Visa Makshan Achshav Nefachta Pisan Letartsen. Lalamdin Sheinu Toli Klau Ba'achirim. Hayoshev Vekoisev Chidushe Torah Barachovitz Hadas. He says, yesterday I got your closed letter. I didn't believe it. This little arrow, is that cotton gadol yia, we say to Bris Mila, you became a gadol. You used to just ask questions, right? A cute kid asks questions. Ah, good question, good question. But here you're, his mamish mechadish his own chedushe Torah. He asked the kash, he gave the teretz. He said, last year, Pesach time, you were far away from this madrega. I never thought that I'd get such nice chedushe Torah. You're already metayel bepardes ha-Torah ba-alocha b'shvili ha-rambam. Wow, you should just keep going higher and higher. So he was mamish impressed, we can even say blown away by his little brother's chedushim. Incredible. All right. So what taka does Rabbi Yashabir think? Suspense is killing me. He said, what's pshat with this ritva? That it's less than grama? You're not going to be chayav misa b'dei shemayim if you do it with speech? It's interesting because in Rav Aaron's letter he writes, the begrama I dibur, there's no misa b'dei shemayim. And Rav Yashabir quotes him as saying it's not even considered grama. But it's the same idea, because it's such a level of grama that it's almost nothing. It doesn't count for Misa B'Dei Shemayim. And he says, what's shot? He caused him to die. What does it matter how he caused him to die? He caused him to die. There's causing him to die directly, and there's causing him to die indirectly. So the mice is that he died, and if you're goring, what does it matter how you're goring? You hire somebody to kill him, you use a dibor, you use a Shem HaMeforash, what does it matter? So therefore, it's very hard to understand this ritva. How come it's not grama? Why, and a person should be chayv misa b'dei shemayim if he kills somebody al yedei dibur. And the chiluk, right, the ritva holds that if it's the al yedei dibur, what's killing somebody al yedei dibur? That you say to Reuven, kill Shimon. So that, the ritva says, is not grama. It's less than grama. It's a sub-grama. And therefore there's no Misa B'Dei Shemayim. What's the difference between whether Reuven, you say to Reuven, Reuven says to Shimon, somebody says to Reuven, kill Shimon, or somebody pays Reuven to kill Shimon. Somebody pays Reuven to kill Shimon, it's grama. That the Rambam says, therefore he's chayav Misa B'Dei Shemayim. But if he just tells Reuven to kill Shimon, it's not grama, what's the difference? Same thing. So again, we're discussing killing Ayde Shema Mefarish. So Rav Aaron wanted to say that if you kill Ayde Shema Mefarish, that's less than Grum, there's no Misa B'Day Shemai. It's a sub-Grum. There's no Misa B'Day Shemai. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu did it that way. Meaning it's less than there's no Misa B'Day Shemai for the person doing it. Because it's not considered that you did it, consider that God did it if you do it with the Shema Mefarish. Right? Because it's only Dibur. This is hard to understand. In the end of the day, the Dibur is to tell Reuven to kill Shimon. Or if the Dibur is Shema Mefarish, but he was Goyim as Misa, so how can you say that it's not called killing? Of course it's called killing. Of course it's called that you did it. You did it, Ayde Grama. Wasn't direct, it was indirect. But it's still you doing it. It's very hard to understand. How you can say such a thing? What's pshat? What's the difference whether you hire somebody, that's grama, but if you just tell him to kill him, it's not grama? Mavdil? Rochuk min adas. Vanira loymar, the shita saritva loynemar klal grama shel ritzicha. So apparently shita saritva was not said about grama shel ritzicha that through dibor. It's not Goyrim. Only Mice is Goyrim. You have to do a Mice. No. Ela rak b'sheleach acherim lahargo. There the Ritva holds that if you just tell them it's not a Goyrim. He didn't tell them. He didn't force them to do it. Who says they have to listen to him? They have an Eidas. They have the right to kill or not to kill. So they did it al das atzma. And the Tzivui is not shaykh to the Mice Ritzicha. Hashem came b'soicher. The Mishalim, Ubnezem Makaimim Hemisavara, have a Grama, Kamakovsa Lufnei Ariva Chadoimen, Imkain Ainz Shaykh Lashem Hamafurash. Because the Ritva was talking about a case where Reuven says to Shimon, kill Levi. Who says Shimon has to kill Levi? What did Reuven do with him? Put the idea in Shimon's mind. He's not even a Gore. Here it's a sub Grama. It was all Shimon's doing. Reuven didn't do anything. He's told him nothing. That's what the ritual was talking about. But if his dibur was substantial, i.e., he killed Ayde Shema Mefarash, that already is grama. The only time the ritual said Ayde dibur, it's a sub grama, is when he just tells Reuven to kill Shimon, or Shimon to kill Levi. So just telling is nothing. What did he do? He had every right to kill and not to kill. So it's the Shliach's free choice. So it has nothing to do with the Mishaleach. Mashakasav Arala da Rambam Farish the Chaloschi of Misa Shal Akum, Hachova be Yisrael, Ubide Shemaim, Einar Nachon. And that Arala writes that this is, the chalais chiyuv of the misa of a guy, achovel be Yisrael is bidei shemayim. That's what he wanted to say. That this is bidei shemayim. That's why he killed him with the shema mefarish, because that's killing him bidei shemayim, and that's the chalais chiyuv of a guy. That a guy is chayiv, when the guy is chayiv misa, it's Hashem carries it out. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu killed him with the Shema Mefarish. That'll be Hashem doing it, not Moshe. That's not correct. The Chalos Chiyuv Misa B'Day Shemayim Eino Shayach Lakum Klal Elodim Yuchad B'Chiyuv Misa Shal Yisrael. This Misa B'Day Shemayim is only for Jews. By us, we have a chilek between Chiyuv Misa B'Day Shemayim, Chiyuv Koriz, B'Day Adam. But not by a goy, Ben Noach is mufka from all of that. And his chiyuv misa is always bidei adam. And adarabu, if you would have lu yitzuyer a case of misa bidei shemayim, memela, nera gai de chiyuv misa zubi beizdin, de chaloshim bifnei atzva shal chiyuv misa beizdin, benin rak bi Yisrael. Shenge ben Noach tzrichim rak chiyuv misa greater, but gam chiyuv misa bidei shemayim vachiyuv misa. By a goy, the moment you have a chiyuv misa, the beizdin carries it out. This thing is chiyuv misa bidei shemayim. V'nira d'vzeh shayni chiyuv misa v'dei shemayim shal ritzicha mishar chiyuv misa v'dei shemayim shal kol ha-Torah kula. K'koin oichel tebel v'zor shochel tshum v'chadoyme. T'hosam chalois chiyuv misa ha-virak v'dei shemayim. Mashenkin v'ritzicha kol hani d'chiyuv misasa. V'dei shemayim v'en k'rom v'chadoyme. Etzem chaloisam v'dinam lovei klal chiyuv misa v'dei shemayim. L'chiyuv misa v'dei adam. There is this distinction between chiyuv misa v'dei shemayim of ritzicha and other chiyuvim misa v'dei shemayim shal kol ha-Torah kula. It's like someone eats tevel, a zar that eats truma. In those cases, the chalois chiyuv misa is only b'dei shemayim. Hashem kein b'ritzicha kol hani d'chiyuv misa sim b'dei shemayim. Whenever someone's chayuv misa b'dei shemayim, like by gram ritzicha, it's not called misa b'dei shemayim, it's called misa b'dei adam. Because ritzicha is mufkas, it's precluded from chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim shkol tera kul, mevol din. The whole din of Bidei Shemayim Barotzech is only in the Kiyum Misa. But the Kiyum Misa cannot be Miskai Maidei Bezin El Bidei Shemayim. But the Etzem Chiyuv is the Chiyuv Misa Bidei Adam. And all of these Chalukim between Bidei Shemayim and Bidei Adam are only said about the Kiyum HaMisa. In other words, Kiyum Misa of Bidei Shemayim is from Shemayim, and Bidei Adam is Bidei Adam. Man carries it out, but not in the chalois chiyuv. But the chalois chiyuv is always bidei adam. Etzem, again, the lashon of Soloveitchik is etzem chaloisem v'dinam lo v'kal chiyuv misdei shemayim. El chiyuv misa bidei adam. Lochazin in the Shitas HaRambam, Malachim 9:4, is that a ben noich is ne'ram on gram etzicha. Where does the Rambam get that from? So we're in the course of a we already had two segments, and we have a lot more to say discussing this Rambam, as we talked about in the past, if my memory serves me correctly. But the beer is pashat. The Gambi Yisrael Gam Ritzichu Chiyuv Misa Bidei Adam. By Yisrael also, Gam Ritzichu, a person's Chayuv Misa Bidei Adam. Just the kiyum of this Chiyuv Misa is Bidei Shemayim. And therefore, it's only shaykh to Yisrael. There we need a gemar din and a chaloi shem shal kiyum misa based in. Hashem came to Ben Noach. As long as you have a chi of misa, the male is nerak, because the etzem chi of misa is mechadish a din shal kiyum misa with the other. We don't need a gemar din and a chaloi shem shal kiyum misa based in. The MS, the whole chi of ritzicha shal Ben Noach, was said in the parasha of gram ritzicha, like we see in the Medrash. Talks about a Ben Noach killing. It's talking in the context the Medrash says, like putting him in front of an animal, etc. Gram Ritzicha. So here he says a real subtle distinction. The Kiyum Misa, when you say Misa B'dei Shemayim, by a Jew, the Chiyuv is B'dei Adam. But it's carried out by Shemayim. The Etzem Chiyuv is Bidei Adam, but it's carried out by Shemayim. By a Ben Noach, there's no such thing as it being carried out by Shemayim. The moment there's a Chiyuv Misa, it's carried out by people. Therefore, you can't say your chiddush. Your chiddush was that, yeah, this is Bidei Shemayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu said a shame, so he's killed Bidei Shemayim. Zalonachon, Ben Noach is killed Bidei Adam. Because he's chayv mis Bidei Adam, he's killed Bidei. The king was also Bidei Adam. You don't need a Gemara Din, you don't need a Beis Din. Like for a Jew, you don't need the official court. Official chalois gemar din like you have by a Jew. As long as you have one witness, comes before the judges, says he killed. That's it. So, when a guy kills and it's gram ritzicha, that's when the Medrash talks about a guy killing. It's talking about gram ritzicha. So, when the guy kills even gram ritzicha, he's chayv bidei adam. And it's carried out by the other. Hashem came when a Jew kills Bigrama. He's also Chayiv Misa Bidei Adam. Just the Kiyum is Bidei Shemayim. So really a Jew and the Goy are the same in principle. They're both Chayiv Misa Bidei Adam for Grama Tzicha. Just by a Jew, it's carried out by Shemayim. By Ben Noach, you don't have such a concept, and Memela has to be carried out by people. Now, Rav Moshe wanted to say that the reason you can't kill this goy who's a rotzeach ayde grama is because of isser ritzicha. But every eitzah you have in order to kill him, you should do. He said, Hach chiyuv misa, aval einu nerag, because of the Rambam, einu chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim, kamo kol mechuyuv misa b'dei shemayim shel kol haTorah. Whenever it's a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim, he writes chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. He writes chayiv misa, aval einu nerag. And there's another din. And in this din, the only reason we're not killing him is because it's an issur ritzicha. So you have to do everything you can to kill him without being over the Isser Tzicha. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu killed him with a shame, because that's not an Isser Tzicha. That's why I wanted to do the shame, because the only mania, the only problem killing him is that there's an Isser Tzicha. Because again, it says about a Ben Noach when he's Maka Yisrael, Chava Bo Kol Shu Afa Pishu Chayiv Misa Eino Nerah. He's not killed. So Rav Moshe wanted to say he's not killed because you have an Isser Ritzicha, so you get him without the going over the Isser Ritzicha, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu did it all Yidei Shem. And to that, Rav Yashar Ber says, not so pashut. Chora, the fact that a goy, a choyvel, is not nerag, is not because of an ikuv and Isser Ritzicha, of Isser Ritzicha. It's because you're not allowed to be Mekayim Achiyuv Misa by such a goy. And the Mela, the Shem HaMeforish, isn't going to help. Here's a din of Eino Nerak, so don't touch him, even without the Isser Ritzicha. And Bekesher L'shitas HaRambam, that Akum HaChoyvel, B'Yisrael Chayiv Misa, V'al Eino Nerak, it would appear that Shitas HaRambam is that a Ben Noach is only killed for Sheva Mitzvahs, but other, not in other ones. And it would appear that the din of the Rambam was said not only about Choyvel, but also about a goy who learns Torah, a goy who keeps Shabbos. That he's Chayiv Misa, Valeinu Nerag. But you have to understand, what's the beer of this din? That he's Chayiv Misa, Valeinu Nerag. So, Mirtza Hashem, in the next shir, in the next segment of this shir, I would like to share what pshat is, chayav misa ve'enu nerag, what the gather of that is. Both by Torah and Shabbos and Choyvel. And then I'd also like to see Rav Moshe's answer. This is very exciting. So please stay tuned. And we'll hopefully see more neflos mitaris Hashem. Thank you so much. Shalom, shalom. This was amazing. Bli neder, we shall continue.